Robbie Griffiths has got them everywhere.
If you want to be really safe, has a multi-place place mysterious art in the Tempest Charm, you'll probably get a bit of AIDS.
Now, there's been an incident. Robbie Griffiths has tipped a scratching. He knew he was going to scratch the bloody thing, and he still tipped it.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
He's going to put race 2, number 14 at Bendigo in as part of the place multi.
Lady Court from Zoo Nile and Tempest Charm.
In the race 5, number 11, the place.
D-Long Star hit the lead, though. Five Bulls has charged. It'll get up.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Well, it was a mess. It was nothing short of a mess yesterday from Robbie and Mike, the twins out there at Cranbourne. But we got the chocolates somehow with a scratching and a late inclusion into the place multi. We got the chockies in the two-track multi.
You know, it was
it was unbelievable.
At 10 to 8 last night, I'm trying to get my daughter to sleep, read her a story. She's just, slightly dozing off. And all of a sudden, my phone starts going off. Text message from Robbie. Job done. Tick.
Now he's sending personal messages.
Arrogance.
Absolute arrogance. When you pick it in the first place, Robbie. Bloody hell, how hard is it? It's Wodonga Cup Day today. We'll be there at RSN 927. Don't you worry about that. But
we actually do have to give him credit because he's gone with a place all up involving multiple venues.
Yeah, but think how difficult it was for Craig to cut that up. Like, it's very, very difficult. He's created a lot of work around here, as Robbie. Very disappointing, but he puts himself into Hall of Fame contention. Wodonga Cup Day today. Mooney Valley Racing tonight. Marty Sonnen's there to talk to you.
Yeah, well, importantly, just on Wodonga, there's been no rain overnight. So there has been some real concerns that the meeting would actually go ahead for Cup Day today, but it does look like it's going to be okay. So currently heavy 9. A penetrometer of 6.05, but no rain forecast today. So that is really, really good news. Marty Sidon at Mooney Valley. Shouldn't be too many problems tonight at the Valley. Marty, good morning.
Morning, gents. How are you?
Good.
How are you looking?
Good. A bit overcast. Wouldn't mind a sunny day. We don't seem to get warm days here at the Valley. It's always good.
No.
Don't ever get married on a Mooney Valley race day. It's always going to rain or something. But been a bit of a tough week. They've forecast about 40 mil of rain and we haven't had a drop. So with that, we've put about 19 mil of irrigation on for the week. Track's currently a good 4, going stick of 9.2 and the rail's out 6 metres for tonight.
Perfect. Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it. Speak to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Great stuff, mate. Sign in there with a track update from Mooney Valley tonight. We know that Wodonga has got the heavy 9, as Whitey said. And Nathan Hobson has got some runners for us at the Valley tonight. And there's only one reason he's on, because Laurie Enzel's back. Has raced 15 times since the last win, because it was the last win we had around these parts on the early mail. But he's back again with us. Hobbo, good morning.
Morning, Harv.
Jeez, we need you, mate. We need you. Lots of winners. We've lacked some winners in the last couple of weeks, mate. We need your help. Race 4, number 9, can help us out tonight. The Enzo, we know it pretty well. 19 bucks out of barrier 12. What are you thinking?
Yeah, maybe the barrier might undo us tonight. Maybe depending on how much work he's got to do to get across be up on the pace anyway, but he's in good order and hopefully he'll run a bit of a cheeky race, but might be a bit tough.
Right,
a bit tougher for him tonight, but
tough for the Enzo tonight, race 4, number 9. Race 5, number 2, Rock Tycoon's got Alana Kelly claiming the 3 over the 1,000 metres. Been sort of thereabouts, a little bit off him, but thereabouts. 2 starts back at the Valley was very good.
Yeah. Now, maybe a big drop in class tonight. Benchmark 64 will help. He hadn't raced in that kind of class for a while, so I'm just hoping, the big drop in class. He'll hopefully the firm track tonight will help him. And, because it was soft the other day at Mooney Valley. So, hopefully he runs a lot better race tonight. So, hopefully a good each way chance.
34 bucks and 7 bucks. Absolutely, I would have thought.
Yeah.
What about Ori Enzel, our favourite? Race 8, number 4, back in business tonight. It was raced twice since we had the promo. That's how bad we were going. Second at the Valley last time out with 60 kegs. Stays there today. What can you do with Ori Enzel tonight?
Yeah, draws the same barrier as last start. So, he ran a good race at big odds last start. So, hopefully he can reproduce that kind of run. He'll be there at the bout. So, hopefully we can get the money tonight.
Righto. Which one's your best, Hobbo?
Yeah, Ori Enzel.
Righto. Ori Enzel's us. We'll take the cash. $6.50 to $2.30 early markets at tab.com.au. Have a great weekend, mate. Appreciate it.
You too, Harv. Thank you.
Nathan Hobson with us. Race 8, number 4, the selection on the early mail tonight at Mooney Valley.